This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready to go outside the box tonight? We got Ty Bollinger. Sitting in the bullpen. He's just waiting. He's just, I'm ready. Let me at him, Robert. Let me at him.
Well, I will. He'll be coming up next hour, and looking forward to that as we always do here. It's hump day, so it's outside the box. And, of course, Super Don's here making it sound good. We got Jason on the board tonight, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be part of it, or you can check it out on the Robert Scott Bell Show website. Yeah, robertscottbell.com. And, I 21st Century Cures Act. We're going to talk about this today. In fact, this is what I got to talk about right now, Super Don. I know you're like, do it the other way around, but no, I got to get this off my chest real quick, or I'm going to explode.
Go for it. I know. Yeah. You're all riled up right now.
All right, so we got Trump president-elect. All right, encouraging. Some things encouraging about it, but we've seen in the past couple of days appointments to his cabinet level positions, pro GMO, right? Now, I'm not surprised by this. As I said, going into this, there are no political saviors. Stop thinking that there are. We have now the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, 6 or 7 minutes ago from airtime here, just passed the 21st Century Cures Act. And this is an act that further delegitimizes government. As I said, the one thing that would have been good about a Hillary Clinton presidency is that it would have totally delegitimized the government and would have been a serious push for secession, not just from Texas, but other places. Of course, with Trump in there, California wants to secede. But the moment before, secession is racist. If Trump gets in now, secession is a liberal thing to do. Never principles from the liberals in this regard. But Trump getting into the White House, which he hasn't yet, but getting into the White House, it doesn't make suddenly government good. It doesn't suddenly make it all right. We can now rest on our laurels. We got a good guy, and the White House is going to break things up. Yes, there's a lot of things I think potentially are good about a Trump administration. But none of it could overwhelmingly clamp down and crush and eliminate the real danger of our current federal corporate United States Incorporated. I say that right. And that is the FDA, the CDC, Department of Health and Human Services. They put Tom Price in charge there. Maybe it bodes well. Maybe. The FTC coming after homeopathy because, there's no proof that it works, despite the fact that there are loads of double-blind placebo-controlled studies and peer-reviewed publications around the world. Doesn't matter. It doesn't fit our religion. What is the religion of government? The official sanctioned religion in violation of the First Amendment to these United States is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And lo, anybody go against that? You are violating the church. You are blaspheming the church. You doubt that? Go look at what's in the 21st Century Cures Health Bill. There ain't no health about it. It's about bringing drugs and vaccines to market faster with less evidence, as if they had it to begin with, of safety and efficacy. Now, I'm not surprised that the Republicans in the House went for this. In fact, this is the weird thing. The Democrats were less likely to vote for this. I don't know the exact numbers. But, you know, we've been giving hell to the Democrats, and they deserve it for the most part. But the Republicans do, too, because they bought the church party line. Vaccines is sacrament. Because what this 21st Century Cures Act will do is roll out more vaccines, get more on the schedule according to what the CDC will say, and put more in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund. Unconstitutional kangaroo court. You can't sue them if it kills you, if it hurts you, kills your children, hurts your children. Delegitimizing the federal government is what the Republicans have just done in the House of Representatives tonight. You want to review this? Go to the National Vaccine Information at National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org. And you'll see all the things that this does. It's going to rush drugs to market, experimental things to market. And you know what? I'm not really opposed to that. Except for the fact that they come out to market in a monopoly that does not give equivalent standing or, let's say, access to the marketplace as things that have as much or more, maybe less, scientific validation. Right? If you can come out with the nozodes, which we have evidence of homeoprophylaxis working as well or better than vaccination, it will be rejected summarily because it doesn't fit into the church dogma. I'm telling you, and a lot of Republicans claim to be good Christians. I know they claim it, but I got to question it. Because they're worshiping at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. You cannot worship two masters or two gods. And in this case, you're going to church on Sunday, but you're going to church with the pharmaceutical industrial complex 6 other days of the week. The Robert Scott Bell Show doesn't play that game. Supernon might say, homie, don't play that game. I don't know if that's politically incorrect or not, but
why,
I care
why
not.
Would I be the one to say that?
I don't know, because I didn't. I thought, I'd throw it at you, okay. Just in case there's anything wrong with saying
a lot of people. I'll bet you a lot of people don't even know where that came from.
Yeah, Homie the Clown, wasn't it?
You remember what TV show that was?
In Living Color.
That's right.
Yeah. So I got some street cred a little bit.
All right, okay. You've redeemed yourself.
Barry Manilow lover.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, you guys and gals can read about this. We're adding it into the show notes because Captain Morgan didn't have this. This literally came out like 6 minutes before we went to air. And I want you to read up on this and recognize that, no, Trump is not going to save you. Again, we have been for Trump in many ways, and I still am, because of the things potentially he can do. The fact that he does indeed know that vaccines cause autism. He does know that firsthand. I don't doubt that. So it's not me dissing on Trump when I say this. I'm just getting you to, you know, get that step back and say, just because he's the president-elect, you don't go to sleep and say all is well. Now the government is legitimate. No, the vast majority of the federal government at this moment in time is operating in an extra constitutional way, in violation of constitutional prohibitions. Every plank of the Communist Manifesto has been in effect and is still in effect, even with Trump as president-elect. And I just got to say that right now. I just got that. A TMB sent me Homie the Clown picture of
Homie the Clown. Hey, yeah. He's listening.
Yeah, well, of course, TMB, because this is how he warms up. He gets fired up, and we love him.
Yeah.
Fired
like up. Said, he's in the bullpen. He's watching.
I tell you what, he's like, let me at it, let me at it. So I'm setting the stage for you, TMB, so you can let loose on this, too. Again, because we like Trump overall. Yeah. No, I like that he's going in there to break it up, that he doesn't do things politically correct. I got no problem with that. But as I said, he's entering a place where you cannot expect one man to dismantle the entire bureaucratic oligarchy. I'm encouraged a little bit by Tom Price. Tom Price, a doctor, orthopedic surgeon, pro-GMO, not surprising, he's a doctor. Being a doctor is a handicap, first and foremost. But being a member of the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS, that is a gold star in your favor, because you also know, as that organization does, the danger of vaccinations, the lack of safety and efficacy, and, of course, the standing against vaccine mandates. So I'm just saying, beware of the federal government, no matter who's in charge, because it's bigger than one man. And it's been that way for a long, long time. The passage of the 21st Century Cures Act is evidence of that. So having said that, we got to go to our listeners. Let's see if I can make this work, because we do have listeners that are very opinionated.
Hey, you guys! Hey, I tell you what. Hey, here's an idea. Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, we got a comment of the day we're opening up with. Only a couple of minutes to comment on it, but wow, Jane Warden dropping a BS bomb on the show, huh? She says, this is all such bull snot. I did soften it up. It's in response to John Rappaport's article about fake news, right? Anyone can, quote-unquote, publish on the Internet and call themselves journalists. I can sit in my living room and start a website and say scratching my nose prevents diabetes, and I'm sure I will get some believers. And I will tell them not to listen to the mainstream media or scientists or, hey, doctors, quote-unquote. Because I have been scratching my nose for years, and I feel great. Plus, I don't have diabetes, and I have a special nose-scratching kit to sell you. Jane Warden.
Ooh. Jane Warden.
Wow. Jane's a little ornery. What do you think? What do you think's got up, you know?
I mean, it's kind of funny. We don't get these very often. I welcome them. I think they're
We love it. We love it.
It's comic relief. I think we need that sometimes.
You wonder, is she saying John Rappaport is doing fake news or just claiming that others are fake news? Or is she claiming we're here selling stuff that scratches your nose for you?
Yeah, well, I think she's just kind of disgruntled. She sounds a little like a skeptic to me, or a skeptic, really,
yes,
because she's not being very skeptical. But, I mean, real quick, because we only got like a minute. But first off, I mean, if you look at her comment, first she says, this is all BS. Anyone can publish on the Internet and call themselves journalists. Well, guess what? There is such a thing called digital journalism. You know, there was a time where journalism was just the people in print and on broadcast media, but with the advent of the Internet, you know, there is a thing called digital journalism. It's real. Look it up. Yes. It's not that hard to find. So that's just dumb. Mm-hmm. Now, when she goes on here to talk about how, oh, I can start a website and say scratching my nose prevents diabetes and blah, 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 blah. That is what we call in the skeptic world a straw man argument, because that is completely misrepresenting your point of view or our point of view, where nobody has said scratching your nose prevents diabetes.
That means even close. They take chromium.
Came from nowhere, and I can guarantee you, if you started a website, Jane Warden, and said that scratching your nose will prevent diabetes, I don't think you're going to get any believers on that.
You know what? And Jane, if you do set that up and I buy into it, that's on me, not you. Right?
Exactly.
If I'm telling people to scratch their nose with the kit I'm going to sell them and that'll prevent diabetes, that's not on me. That's on you or them that believe it. But that's what the mainstream media has been getting away with for decades now. But their jig is up, and I think Jane Warden's a bit upset. If we got it wrong, Jane, let us know. Question of the day coming up after the break about SIBO.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
the EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll talk about Trump and vaccines in a little while. We also acknowledge the further delegitimization of the federal government and the Republican Party, in this case, as they voted for the 21st Century Cures Act, overwhelmingly. And it's not only Republicans, probably most Democrats, too. We'll find out who did not vote for it, and we'll praise them if we can find that out a little later. But again, we need more vaccines and more drugs, don't we? That's right. We all have vaccine and drug deficiencies in America. Not. And I'm sure TMB will echo that sentiment as well. 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show right now, call in 866-939-2355 or go to robertscottbell.com. Notes are up. And there's big sales at The Truth About Cancer. If you haven't picked up the Ultimate Live Symposium on DVD and the amazing products from Epigenetic Labs, we'll talk about some super deals today. Get ready for that. And we got questions of the day. We got a big cannabis update today related to the NFL. Any NFL? Anybody watching the NFL anymore after Colin Kaepernick? I mean, I admit, I'm still a sports guy. I know people, oh, that's worthless. Why would you do that? It was like, you know what? I spend most of the time in my head doing this show with Super Don and you. Occasionally, I want to unplug. And I'm not much for drugs at all. And I'm like, okay, I'll turn on a game. Just unplug it. And your mind goes, okay, blah, blah, blah. Don't have to worry about it. But we'll get to that in a little while. CBD, somebody, oh, actually cannabis, somebody was suspended. We're going to find out about why. Very interesting. Again, this also goes to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. But first, it's not only comments of the day that we get from you, it's also questions of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question relates to something called SIBO. SIBO. What is SIBO, Super Don? Do you know what SIBO is? Because that doesn't sound very Latin to me. You familiar with that?
SIBO. No.
SIBO, S-I-B-O. It's not Tim SIBO.
S?
Not Tim Tebow.
Let me look here. SIBO. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any
what
finding?
Is it?
You don't have it?
Hold on. I'll look. Hold on. I was still trying to see if I could get a roll call vote on the 21st Century Act.
We can come up with a number of things it could be, but most people refer to it as...
Hold on.
You want me to hold on?
SIBO.
S-I-B-O.
Is the acronym...
For?
For Small Intestinal Bacterial Overgrowth.
Right. SIBO. SIBO the Clown, along with Homie. Homie, don't play that game. SIBO, right? So this is about SIBO. Karen asks, I'm interested in using the silver hydrosol gut recovery protocol to heal my daughter's SIBO. Okay? Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. However, aloe vera juice has always bothered her gut. Do you have a recommendation for something to use in place of the aloe in the protocol? Would slippery elm be an alternative? Karen. Now, Karen, I don't know how old young your child is, your daughter, because it could be an adult daughter. Or it could be a little girl. We just don't know. That'll determine the quantity to use. But the aloe is specifically designed to help carry the silver past the stomach, so you don't have to take as much silver. I'm not into wasting it, using more than you need. So your other option is to take more of the silver, right? If an adult dose is 1 to 2 tablespoons, then you probably want to at least, well, you got to go over 2 tablespoons to guarantee delivery past the stomach in an adult. So you might be talking 2, 3, 4 ounces to guarantee significant viable delivery of silver to eradicate the SIBO, because silver is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, no problem. And remember, in the forthcoming book on silver that I've written, we talk about the fact that even at 2,000 times the daily reference dose, the reference dose, you don't disrupt the gut ecology, what we call it, the balance, right? The balance of the microbiome. It doesn't get upset at all. No gut biodiversity disruption. So, yes, you can do it without it, but you'd have to do a lot more silver. She says slippery elm. I've not tried it with slippery elm. I know the concept because, again, it's something that doesn't absorb. It kind of coats and moves things through. So perhaps. But also, we don't know if your daughter is not reacting to aloe properly because the aloe you're taking has preservatives in it. So if you haven't already reached out to Aloe1, Aloe1.com, I don't know if they'll sell you a little bottle, a small one that you could try. It's not too expensive just to test it to see. Thaw it out when you get it. Give it with the silver, Karen, and see if she does better on the raw, real aloe as opposed to the pasteurized, processed, and preserved aloe that's mostly available in health food stores. So see about that. If not, again, you could take more silver at a time. You could try it with slippery elm. I haven't tried it, so I can't comment. I don't know that it would be a carrier agent the way that the silver carries with the aloe, because it's more of a juice. And how much slippery elm can you take to carry aloe, right? As an herb, I don't think you'd use that much. Anyway, it's a good question. We're getting so many silver aloe questions because of my lectures and, of course, the Truth About Cancer re-airing Ultimate Life Symposium. And I like it, Super Don, because each one of them this week has been nuanced, except for one, to a different angle on the questions. And so we can keep going deeper and wider and broader and all of that stuff. But we got to continue to beat back the bad guys in government.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And having a good time doing it, too. I hope y'all were having a good time. Yeah, I know we got to point out some of the ugly things that the federal government does to violate your freedom to heal or be unmolested by the state religion of modern medicine. But we're going to continue to point it out because, you know, the lamestream media is not doing it. And we know even in the new media, of which we are a part, not every show focuses on the things we focus on in this way to help you see through even the things that look to be really cool and good and shiny and new and see that it's really another disaster that is violating your fundamental right to life, liberty, and property, that pursuit of happiness. And everything that violates that is unconstitutional, violates that Declaration of Independence that you need to remind yourself about every day, not just on July 4th, every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, or at least 6 days a week. And if you want to spend one day as a communist, we're not on the air. What am I going to do? Okay? But all the rest, you're going to love liberty. RobertScottBell.com for all the show notes and links.
and support those advertisers and sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty go out around the world. Say thank you from me. Now, we got to chill now. We got to chill out a little bit. We got to talk about sports. Sports? I don't want to talk about sports. That's the thing. It's different generationally, Super Don. I don't know if you ever sat with your kids growing up, especially the boys, and I'm not being sexist here because there are always exceptions. But, you know, I with my dad, we went out to ball games, baseball games, basketball games, football games. We watched games on the TV. So it was like that was our thing, right? And it was a lot of sons and dads. Again, there are daughters and dads, too, and there are moms, too. I hear all the people going, but what about me? All right, just for the sake of, let me talk about my experience. My mom could care less about football. Remember, she was from Israel. She is from Israel. She didn't care. My dad from Brooklyn. We fought the Yankees, the Braves, all that stuff. My son, 16, he's post-millennial, could give a flip less about professional sports. And you know what? That's okay, because in the big scheme of things, it's not important. For me, occasionally, to unplug my brain, that's important. But that's the way I grew up, and you tend to do those things you're familiar with. And now that age group has different ways to escape, I suppose, maybe too much into the surreal world. But we've got football, and we've got a football story. An NFL player we're going to talk about here, but first we're going to lead in with the theme song.
Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. It's a whole bunch.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, Buffalo Bills, Chantrell Henderson has been suspended for 10 games from the NFL. What did he do? Was he using anabolic steroids? Was he on PCP? Was he on crack cocaine? No. He was smoking some weed. And that apparently is against the NFL Players Association policy. And you could be suspended for that. Why was he smoking weed? Was he just going out partying on the weekend and going, yeah, I'm a bad boy in the NFL? No. He suffers from a severe intestinal disorder, an intestinal bowel disease known as Crohn's. And he was utilizing cannabis to relieve the effects of Crohn's disease safely, without harming anybody else. It doesn't make you crazy. It doesn't make you go kill other people. And it doesn't harm your liver or your kidneys. But if he was taking a non-steroidal or steroidal anti-inflammatory drug prescribed by a medical doctor, that's the priest in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, the NFL would go, oh, yes, that's okay. You can kill your liver while you're playing the NFL as long as you have a prescription from a government-licensed, sanctioned priest of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. He's got Crohn's disease. He doesn't know about the silver aloe protocol to reverse it. So he's trying to manage it. And he's managing it well until they said, oh, you can't make a living with the NFL by utilizing a substance that can actually help you without hurting you, because it violates the league's substance abuse policy. The only thing abusive here is the abuse policy. Abusing a player who's trying to at least manage, if not get well, when the drugs would kill him. Remember, the road to colostomy bags paved with antibiotics and prednisone. And I'm certain by this point he's probably tried all of that many times for him to resort to cannabis at the risk of his NFL career. Super Don, I'm just a little bit upset by this. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot, you know, that can be done about this because this is the policy of the NFL.
Yeah, it's a dunderheaded
policy. And it's a voluntary thing. You know, you want to be a part of the NFL, you got to follow the rules. And so, you know, in a black and white world, I can't fault the NFL other than the fact that they need to take a look at this situation, because there are a lot of activists within the NFL that are trying to get some changes made. Because look, these guys get beat all the crap on a constant basis.
The brain injury.
Yes.
The concussions.
Brain injuries, concussion injuries, and pain issues.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only beat yourself up for so long out on the field before you're going to be dealing with a lot of, you know, chronic pain issues, which these guys do. It's something that they do. They get paid. and they know the risks, and they put up with that. And so they have two options. And it's interesting in this article because he points out the fact that the NFL has no problem with saying, hey, here's a bottle of pills.
Yep.
Here's the pills to take care of your pain.
Yep. Oxycodone, anybody.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So hopefully they'll catch up with the rest of the world at some point.
Ellen, they say their position is that if you need medical marijuana, then you're too sick to play. That's crap. That's a crock.
but yeah, take these opioids.
Yeah, you're not too sick to play. Remember, yeah. If you're on opioids, you could end up cracking somebody's skull because you're out of your own mind. You know? IBD. Somebody reach out to Chantrell Henderson from the Buffalo Bills and let him know that we can help him get rid of that so he wouldn't need the medical cannabis, although he could use the CBD, legal in all 50 states, and he wouldn't necessarily test positive for THC because it's fractional. It's just not there. And he'd be okay. By the way, pluscbdoil.com, RSV15, gets you 15% off. Go out and get some. And maybe send some to Chantrell and help him out. If you're a Buffalo Bills fan, or even if you're not, if you're just a fan of the human race, and you want to help a fellow human get through this. But the NFL should back down on that policy. There's just no excuse for it anymore, especially with what we know about its ability to treat neuropathic symptoms and neuroinflammatory responses. Yep, that's right. Second article here on the Cannabis Update, and it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can click it, you can link it, and you can see another study. Agonists of the CB2 receptor, such as cannabis-derived cannabinoids, may provide a treatment option for neuropathic symptoms and neuroinflammatory responses. This is according to a new study published in the European Journal of Neuroscience. Again, this is not a slacker kind of, just anybody publishes there. No, this is a decent journal. And it's available in a hyperlink in the story. And we've talked about what? The fact that it modulates, it helps with the tone of your endocannabinoid system, how it seems to reduce inflammation of the nerves. It seems to be neuroprotective and even neuroregenerative. Now, Chantrell was using it for its anti-inflammatory and its pain component factors because it has a lot of impact, CBD in particular, on the gut. And I don't even include that in my gut healing protocol, even though it is something that can even accelerate what we've already accelerated even more, because I'm focused on CBD for so many other reasons, especially those of you who are anxious. There's so much anxiety. I talked to a 21-year-old today, Super Dawn. She's going for counseling. She's had a lot of emotional issues. You know, and she reaches for the bottle. She knows it's not good for her to drink, but that's how she copes, and she doesn't want to. So she reached out for counseling, and guess what? The counselor said, we ought to put you on an SSRI medication. And I asked her, I said, you know, do you have any suicidal thoughts or ideations or tendencies? She said, well, I've thought about it, but I would never do it. And I said, you know what the SSRI drugs do? They don't stop you from thinking about it. What they do is they stop you from stopping the action or the behavior. And she says, yeah, two of my friends are on them, and they're telling me not to go on them. And I said, have you tried CBD? She said, no, I didn't know about that. She talked about smoking weed, and she said, it's unpredictable what happens when I do that. I said, no, I'm not talking about that. Get the CBD. It's a difference maker. It's a difference maker. Now, this test, they theorized that the cannabinoids would modulate neuroinflammation and neuropathic pain in an ischemia model. All right? Complex regional pain syndrome by regulating CB2 and CX3CR1 signaling. This gets real egg-heady. So they used this model and showed benefit. They introduced CBD in this case, and it worked. Now, what does this mean for anti-inflammatory drugs that can kill your gut and your liver and your kidneys? It means if this were ever acknowledged in mass as a supplemental dietary addition, it could put a lot of these anti-inflammatory drugs and the companies that make them, if not out of business, it would certainly cut into their bottom line in a big way. And therefore, they wouldn't be able to lobby governments around the world as hard as they do with all the money that they throw around, or offering the cushy positions to people like Julie Gerberding when she leaves the CDC because she never met a Merck vaccine she didn't like and want everybody to have, even against their will. And then she gets a big job heading up Merck's vaccine division, $5 billion division, plus plus stock options, which he's sold a bunch. The conflicts of interest go very deep, and they're very pricey or very profitable, depending on which side you're looking in on. And CBD threatens that entire thing. I'm not saying CBD threatens the vaccine industry. That's a whole different story. But certainly the vast majority of anti-inflammatory medicines, patent medicines approved by government regulators like the FDA or Health Canada, it would threaten to put a huge dent in their profitability. And the NFL, guess what? There's a lot of advertising on the commercial breaks for pharmaceutical drugs, anti-inflammatories, even Viagra. The drug industry knows how to butter bread. The bread could be the NFL. The bread could be the government. Could be the CDC. Could be the FDA. Cannabis could be the cure. It really could. Go check it out online. Plus, CBDoil.com. Order some today. Get 15% off by entering the code RSB15. And while you're at it, stay away from the radioactive frankenberries. I think the cereals I ate as a child, they must have been radioactive too. We'll talk about that after this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm trying to, you know, find some bright light, sunshine, rays of sunshine anywhere in the vote for the 21st Century Cures Act. We found out, thanks to Super Don's diligence, that 20 Republicans and 6 Democrats voted no. Which means what? It means that the vast majority of the House of Representatives, Democrat and Republican, worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. That's what that means, folks. And they might claim they're good Christians, Jews, Muslims, whatever they think they are, but they're really worshiping at that church. And you can't do that. You got to realize what that bill really means. It's not cures for anything. It's about rapidly inducing American people, kids as well, to accept, whether they like it or not, experimental drugs and vaccines. Faster. More of them. Not a good sign, folks. Massey. Let's see. Who else? Amash. And who was the guy from South Carolina? Used to be governor. Sanford. 3 Ron Paul-type Republicans voted against it. That's consistency. That's principle. But I don't know about these other guys and gals that are on the list. Anyway, check it out. It's tweeted out. Follow me on Twitter, at RS Bell Media. At RS Bell Media. Now, we're going to talk about upcoming events, folks, also in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Check it out there. I was going to talk about the radioactive frankenberry I used to eat. Remember, it was the crazy, gross story.
Yeah, we revisit that story from time to time.
Yeah, once in a while. Turned my poop pink or purple. I don't know. When I was a kid, I was like, man, there's something wrong with this picture, even though I didn't know anything about what I would later know about, all the food additives and things. Well, it turns out even in the Ukraine, you got to look out for frankenberry. Although they're not calling it frankenberry, but we'll call it nuclear berry. Evidently, there's a boom industry for berries growing outside of Chernobyl.
That just sounds ridiculous on its own value. I mean, its own merit.
Chernobyl berries.
Chernobyl? Come on.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah, 200 miles east of the Chernobyl disaster site. Boomtown for foragers seeking mushrooms and berries. And they're all contaminated pretty much with ionizing radiation. But it's good for business because you can say they're wildcrafted or organic because there are no organic standards referencing the levels of radiation in them. You know, it's kind of like the health ranger talking about the fact that there are heavy metals and organic stuff coming from Asia. It's like, well, they're not testing for it because that's not what they're looking for. They're talking about pesticides. They don't test for heavy metals. Well, apparently they don't test for radiation either. In 2015, a year ago, Ukraine exported 1,300 tons of fresh berries and 17,251 tons of frozen berries to the European market. Can you imagine how many radioactive berries that Europeans are eating?
I'm just bewildered at the fact that they're doing this and it's not being considered a criminal.
Yeah. Now, the World Health Organization, an organization we respect tremendously, tongue planted firmly in cheek, and the International Atomic Energy Agency, even deeper in the cheek with that one, have said that the radiation levels in Polesia, where these berries are coming from, are too low to cause health problems other than a slight rise in the chance of cancer. Oh, that's convenient. It's only a slight rise.
It's a slight.
We don't know what that it means because they don't define slight rise, right? Kind of like a little bit pregnant. And by the way, I don't know if you've seen this thing called Mars that they're playing on one of the cable channels. Like they're doing some scientific NASA propaganda. Let's go to Mars. And I haven't watched this. I was asking my wife about it. I said, did they mention that there's ionizing radiation all the way through the belts once you leave the Earth's protective layers? And that the people would be dead of cancer before they got to Mars. Well, they mentioned it once, but other than that, they're not really. They just said that they had to get underground really quickly once they got to Mars. I just wonder, you know, if they're feeding them Chernobyl berries on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing. The thing that really struck me in this article is that not only are there people in Europe that are eating these berries and have no idea they're ingesting food that's contaminated with radioactive isotopes.
Yeah.
That's not shocking enough. In addition to that, the berries apparently can be labeled organic because radioactivity is not covered under common organic designations.
Yeah, I mentioned that. It's like heavy metals. They're not crazy, right?
I just had to reiterate that because that to me is just people, just because it says organic, you got to do your homework.
Grow it yourself and don't grow it near nuclear waste sites or Chernobyl, much less Fukushima. By the way, Chinese companies setting up, they want to set up solar farms there. Now that would be good because you're talking solar radiation anyway. You're not going to sell radioactive energy, are you? No, that's coming from radioactive energy from Chernobyl, but they shut that down. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger joins us as we go outside the box. Big-time deals from The Truth About Cancer we'll let you know about after this, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.